Many of us had a lunchbox when we were growing up. Debbie did as well, but when her mom tossed hers, she needed to get a new one. What resulted is quite a collection and museum you can see today. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Debbie Clark had a vinyl lunchbox as a kid. Her mom threw it away, and when Debbie found herself in need of another one, her husband helped her find it.
So he took me to the flea market, and he bought me my first lunchbox, and then I started collecting vinyl, and then he collected metal.
So Debbie and her husband began collecting lunchboxes. Her second lunchbox was of the Beatles, and she paid a quarter for it back in 1986. It's probably worth $500 now. She has several impressive pieces in her lunchbox museum here in Nice, California.
The most sought after Beatles, probably the Monkees. It's white vinyl with the four faces on it. The three Bee Gees are hot right now.
She picked up many of her lunchboxes at flea markets. She got the Incredible Hulk for a quarter decades ago. There are many stories like that in her collection.
Some of these I got for 50 cents, a dollar, and now some of them are worth like $200. It's ridiculous. I can't believe how much they're worth.
The boxes are rated from 1 to 10 on their condition. She has over 700. Debbie was a bit of a pioneer on eBay when the site was launched.
When eBay started, they had me join their crazy collector club, and they'd have the eBay Lives, and then I'd be sitting with people that collected rocks and watches, and here I'm collecting lunch boxes. They thought I was crazy.
When Debbie relocated back to this area, she discovered the building her current museum and collectibles are in a bit by accident.
We were driving by, and he goes, "Oh, I'd love to own a firehouse like that." And I looked on the side of the building, and there was a for sale sign.
You can find Clark's Collectibles and Lunchbox Museum in the old firehouse here, a place to explore and see some of the vintage boxes, plus peruse the gift shop and perhaps buy, sell, or trade with Debbie. Traveling the countryside in Nice, California, I'm Andrew McCray.